Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful Sunday. It is good to be together, and it is good to be here. There are a couple of announcements that I know are coming. Adele has one, and I have one, so I think Adele's going to go first.
Good morning, everybody. I am Adele Miles, and I am here to tell you about Keeping Sabbath, which is a program that we're going to run in the fall from the 20th of September to the end of October, skipping Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to do it Sunday mornings between the two services to make it accessible for the most number of people. We're going to follow a book called Keeping the Sabbath Holy by Marva Dawn. I normally have those with me, but of course they're at the front door at home this morning. The books are $20 a piece, and I'll be with them next week and happy to sell you your copy. We're just going to think about what it means to keep that fourth commandment as Anglicans. What would that look like? And we're hoping to have some folks from Temple Israel come and talk to us about their experience of Sabbath keeping at some point in our journey together. So that's for your consideration. I'll be back next week with books. Thank you.
And I do have a bit of bad news for the parish community. Peter Gampa passed away. There will be a funeral here on Friday at 11 o'clock for everyone who would like to participate in that. There is visitation at Miller George on Thursday, and then the funeral is here at 11. So please keep Barbara in your prayers. And with that, let's take a moment and just collect ourselves for worship. So let us stand for our opening hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love, joy, and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord and call upon the divine name. Make known the deeds of the Lord among the peoples.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises, and speak of all the marvelous works of the Lord.
Glory in the holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Search for the strength of the Lord. Continually seek the face of God.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done, the wonders and the judgments of the mouth of the Lord.
O offspring of Abraham, the servant of God, O children of Jacob, the chosen of the Lord.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments prevail in all the world.
Who has always been mindful of the covenant, the promise made for a thousand generations,
the covenant made with Abraham, the oath sworn to Isaac,
established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel.
I'd invite the congregation to stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, and the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Did you know that there are a lot of ways to read Scripture? There is the literal way to read Scripture, where you read it and you just take it at the level that it's said. There is the allegorical way of reading Scripture, where you look at the stories and find meanings and connections behind them. There is the soteriological way of reading Scripture, and a whole bunch of other ones. But I wanted to focus a little bit on this story of Jesus and Peter and the boat, because for me, it feels like we're in a storm right now. With everything that's going on in the world around us, everything that's going on in our political and spiritual landscape, everything that's going on in our lives, it feels like the winds are blowing against us. And that's not a good feeling. But where better to be than in a boat with Jesus? For those of you who know your church architecture, this section of the church that we're sitting in is called the nave. Comes from the same root as the word navy. And original churches were built using the same ship and rib constructions to make the vaulted ceilings. So in a very real way, being in a classical architecture church is kind of like being in the boat. But man, does that boat get blown around? Does it get battered by the winds? It's not independent or separate from the things that are going on around us. And so we find ourselves, or at least I find myself these days, sitting back and going, "Come on, God, what is going on? What is happening? Where are you in all of this?" And the scary part of it is sometimes Jesus is outside in that storm. I love the stories of the apostles because they are incredibly human. More often than not, they have no idea what Jesus is talking about. They don't get it. They struggle to figure out. They try to bring Jesus and put him back into human terms and go, "Okay, this is who you are, so this is what I should do." And then you have instances like this story where they see Jesus walking on the water and they say, "Okay, tell me to come out and I'll come to you." That's not my first inclination. If I was on a boat in a storm and I saw Jesus walking on the waters, I would not think, "Hey, let me go to you." I would think, "Jesus, get in here. Come on. Please get in the boat now." But isn't there a little bit in us that recognizes that need to go to Jesus? That need to step out of our ordinary experience, that need to take a leap of faith and step out of the boat out of our comfort zone, out of the expected and the usual, and just let God be God. It's not always easy to know which one we should do. But Jesus gives us a hint. He looks at Peter and says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt? You of little faith." From the same Bible that tells us that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. What is faith? And how does it impact our lives and grow in us and encourage us to step outside of our comfort zones? I found the first reading really interesting because it starts off with, according to the law of Moses, and it juxtaposes law with faith. I like law. Law is easy to understand. It's the set of rules. Do this, don't do that. And if you do it, and you shouldn't have done it, this is the consequence. It's very cut and dry. It's very clear. But Jesus tells us that he writes the law in our hearts. That we are a people of faith more than we are a people of rules. And so it takes a minute. It takes a challenge. It takes doing things like a book study about how to keep the Sabbath. It takes our attention to figure out how we are called to live faithfully in this world today. Don't say to ourselves, who can go up to heaven and bring Jesus down so that we can ask him the questions about what we should do about AI and data centers? Don't bring Jesus up to say, hey, where are you in the midst of everything that's going on? Be more present, more physical, more real in this way. God has given us a great gift, and that is our faith. What we need to do is to keep that faith in our hearts, to look into our lives and the lives of the world around us, and to wonder what God is doing and where God is moving, and how can we be a part of that? Faith is our key and our guide to live in a way that can truly change the world. And when God calls us outside of the boat, outside of our comfort zone, into things that we've never done before or doing things in ways that we never expected, to hold the faith and to trust that God is God. As we say at the end of every service, God working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Infinitely more. That mountain that you're facing in your life right now, that fear that you have, the struggles that we're facing, the changes and the uncertainty of the storm in front of us are nothing compared to the infinite that God can do. So buckle up. The storm isn't slowing down, but God is with us. God is with you in the midst of everything. Hold faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Lord, it is you who comes when we cry out in storm-tossed moments. Reach out to your church when sight of the strong winds brings fear. Open our ears to hear you say, take heart. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Lord, it is you who sends your disciples to cross the lake. Be with all who travel by land, sea, and air for holidays, business, and missions of mercy. Direct those who guard our safety. Give thanks to the Lord.
Call upon his name.
Lord, it is you who went up the mountain to pray alone. Come to us in the still moments to refresh, revive, and reignite the fire of living. Increase in us thanksgiving for your saving mercy. Give thanks to the Lord.
Call upon you.
Lord, it is you who reaches out to us when we cry, Lord, save me. Catch all who are falling in their frailty. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We think today especially of Kate, Terry, Judy, Cheryl, Christina, Dan, Ann, and Barbara, Charles, and family. Give thanks to the Lord.
Call upon his name.
Lord, it is you who appears early morning on the water and later in the garden. Bring all who have died to delight in the sound of your voice. We pray today for Peter. With the whole host of heaven, we worship your holy name. Give thanks to the Lord.
Call upon his name.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Confess your sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Father, receive all that we offer you this day, and grant that in this Eucharist we may be enriched by the gifts of the Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, and through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, in the same night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave thanks to you, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We need the end in our body, for we all share in the one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Es drückten deine Schönheit.
Let us pray. Eternal God, grant to your church the unity and peace that we have tasted in this Eucharist, the fruit of your life-giving Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.